Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sometimes you just need a box of Triscuits to get through the day. No? Just me?
Yeah, just you. Dear insurance company, there's no need to butter me up with sultry saxophone hold music. I know you're going to ream me on my deductible.
Oh, hold music has got to be one of those things we're all going to talk about in 20 years to the youngins, like steam engines or dial-up internet.
Truth. That feeling when you can't figure out Wordle, but you also can't start your day without finishing it. So you just sit there while the world turns.
Heather, you're my mother. Have such a good day. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day,
the show that wants you to have just that.
Yeah, it does, Heather.
You have it and do it.
You know, we're not the bosses of you, okay? All right, let's just say that right now. But we want this for you.
We want the best for you. We do. All of the best days possible.
Indeed.
And very few of the bad days.
And we know that life is absurd. That's why we try to unpack the absurdity of life. And hopefully, in the process, you are entertained.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you like how we deconstructed? The point of our show is cheap therapy. Therapy that won't set you back.
Is that the point of our show, Heather? Have we devolved into that? Like, listen, y'all, it's cheap therapy, okay? Like it or leave it.
Hey, man, I'll take it. Honestly, it's like symbiotic therapy. We're giving ourselves therapy and blasting out this therapy session to you, and hopefully some of that rubs off.
Indeed. That is the point. That is the point. I mean,
hello and welcome to Have Such a Good Day.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm Heather Frank.
I'm Sarah Lane. It's episode 205. And that's we're like feeling nice pretty number. Alive today.
Feeling pretty good about that. I'm feeling pretty good today too, Sarah. I know you and I were a little grumble this morning, but the sun came out. I finished Wordle. I finished all the games on the New York Times, actually, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Heather and I have, we've become those people who we send each other our Wordle scores first thing in the morning. You know, sometimes Heather's first, most of the time you're first, but every so often I get up early and, you know, I finish early.
And I'm like, whoa, girl,
somebody's up early. and now we're doing connections and we do Wordle.
Oh, my new favorite's connections. And yeah. I can't even tell you how much I love it, but it's hard. I mean, it's tricky, but I really like the way it makes my brain.
It's designed to stomp. Think. That would be the way I would tell somebody. It's like, it's actually not that hard, but if you go too fast, you're going to get all mixed up.
You're basically, if you go too fast, they're setting it up so that there's a lot of things. There could be more connections that are really obvious. And so if you go fast, you're going to pick the most obvious connections when there's usually some like hidden agenda.
Yeah.
And hence connection, maybe it's called connections because it's like trying to like connect your synapses in your brain.
Well, you're making the connections between four words.
Yeah, exactly.
But
there's that too.
That's kind of what it is. But it's also, then you look at those four words amongst 16? I guess would be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
16 total. 12, 16, and yeah. So you're like, oh, mm-hmm. what are the connections?
And they consecutively get harder too. It's like the first one is like the obvious.
Yeah.
It's fun though. It's fun. And like, and there's, yeah. And it, they use pop culture. They use kind of everything, you know? So it sort of tests your knowledge, you know, in so many ways.
Indeed. Well, we're glad to have you all along for
this wacky ride.
For the testing of the knowledge that we will be starting right now. Just kidding. This is just a fun
this hang isn't a pop
sesh.
Quiz, Sarah. It's
not, we are not the Sunday puzzle, okay, everybody? We're just not that. It's funny. Just earlier, before we started the show, I finished recording Daily Tech News Show, DTNS. I was about to say, have such a good day. I'm like, no, that's the show I'm on now. Sometimes I do too many pods.
Sometimes you get your pods confused.
I know. I really don't. But yeah, it's been a day. But one of the topics that we talked about on DTNS, and I encourage you, if you're interested to listen to that show, was that there was a survey of older people who either were at risk of dementia or had mm-hmm. already been experiencing dementia or were in some other form of dementia, right? So you're kind okay. of talking, you're talking about people who are by and large seniors and various online habits. Some of them very online, others not so much. And there was a correlation between being more online and less dementia.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Now, I'm really simplifying this because I wasn't mm-hmm. even going to talk about this today on the show. But there's something to that. There's something to mm-hmm. that. I remember, okay, this is like the weirdest memory ever. Well, it's not that weird, but just a random memory. My grandmother, my mother's mother, lived mm-hmm. to be 99. She died like a week before her 100th birthday, which, you mm-hmm. know, I'm still sad
Crazy.
About. I don't know. Yeah. It was just going to be this milestone and she didn't yeah. quite get there. But in her final years, let's call it 95 on, she mm-hmm. wasn't really having a great time. You know?
Yeah.
She watched the San Francisco Giants baseball team on television. She had a newspaper. I don't really know how much she was paying attention to either of those things, but those were things. And, you know, my mom and I, when we would visit, because she, you know, she was in a comfortable, like, retirement place, we would sit with her and say, like, Nanny, where did you used to live, you know, when you were 18? You know, and she'd go, oh, I know this. You know, and she would know. She would know all those answers. Wow. You know, I remember, you know, I remember what I was wearing when I married your grandfather, Sarah.
Wow, sharp cookie.
Yeah, but like there were all sorts of short-term things that no longer mattered to her. You know, you could say like, oh, you ate breakfast 5 minutes ago. And she'd say, no, I didn't. No, I haven't eaten. Nobody's feeding
me.
So you know, kind of, you know, it's dementia stuff. Listen, you know, it's going to happen to a lot of people at various times. She just happened to be pretty old before it happened to her. And I don't think we ever put like a computer in front of her. I think she would have just said, no, I won't do it. You know, I don't know what that is. I won't do it. She just, it wasn't going to happen. I love the idea that somebody who's older and maybe, I don't know, feels a little cut off from society in general, can have, you know, some better, I don't know, brain activity, for lack of a better term, you know, going forward. Again, mileage is going to vary. But yeah, it was I felt like it was an uplifting article that I read.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I mean, because that's kind of what we need more and more today is more uplifting news and articles. Yeah. Forward those along, Sarah. When you come across them,
I will. I'll put it in our Discord.
Okay. Cool. I would imagine though, statistically, I would say there's probably more disheartening articles out there than there are heartening, uplifting.
Well, okay. So speaking of, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus because I don't even know how old anybody lives where I'm staying right now. But there is a guy across the street where as I was driving home from the gym, I guess it was yesterday, maybe a couple days ago. I don't know, Heather, the days blend together.
Oh, they do.
What's my name? I don't even know. but as I was, and this is like it's a cul-de-sac, right? So like if you drive down the street, like everyone kind of like, they know who you are. You're obviously like going to park in your own garage. You know, you're not just like cruising through. So, you know, I'm always rounding the corner at a slow speed. And the neighbor is like doing like bike donuts in the middle of the street, you know. And so I'm kind of like, you know, waving like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, you got a new bike. He goes, it's an e-bike. Have you heard about these? You don't even have to pedal all that hard anymore. And I was like, oh, Kent. That's his name, Kent. I was like, yeah, I have. That's so cool. Like, this is like, I mean, listen, this particular area, excuse me, that I'm in is quite flat. So I'm like, yeah, like, are you going to like, I don't know, like go up a steep hill or something? And he's like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I just think it's like really cool that I don't have to pedal.
Wow. Why have a bike? I mean, I guess it's like, yeah, you feel the wind in your hair.
Because people,
wouldn't that be like a moped?
Because people love that. Well, it's like a moped light. It's not a moped.
Kind of, right? It has a motor, but it has a motor.
Well, yeah, or a battery. You know, there is a forward trajectory that you can get, you know, if you like turn on that button on various e-bikes, and they're not all the same. And it's actually funny because like there's all this like potential, you know, legislation about like, well, who can have an e-bike? Yeah. Like a 6-year-old
and
probably shouldn't have something
road?
That's, you know, like, you know, unless they're, well, first of all, they shouldn't have that. But like if they do, you can't just, you know, not have a license. And anyway, a lot of people are trying to figure out how to make this safer for everybody because it's becoming more and more prominent. But I just loved, I loved him just being like, look at this thing. I'm not even trying.
Sarah, I'm really happy to know that you're making friends in the neighborhood.
Oh, thanks, Heather. Yeah.
Kent sounds great.
I'm pretty good at making friends.
Yeah. And plus, it's nice to be neighborly. It kind of brightens your own day. Like, I love kind of talking to randos. In fact, last night, one of our regular Airbnb people who comes here every year about this time, and he always texts me when he gets here, and it feels like I cannot believe a whole year went by when, like, the last time you texted me and he had me over for, you know, a glass of wine or coffee or something. Well, he's here again. It's been a year. Mm. And I was outside with Elijah. We go out during the sunset because the light's so beautiful and we do little photo shoots and stuff. And we were outside and we see Charles and we're like, hey, Charles, how's it going? And then he kind of walks back to our backyard and we chatted with him for like 15 minutes, just, you know, like very light chit chat. But it's funny. It's like these people are, they're like kind of buddies because I barely know them, but some of them have been coming here for 15, 20 years, knew my dad, and always want to connect when they come here. Like the once a year, the annual trip they make it up here. They like this guy, Norm, was here. He did a whole photo book of this whole area of Trinidad and where we live. He's a photographer from Palm Springs, and he always has us over for a glass of wine. And it's just this annual thing that we do. And it's lovely. You know, I guess they're neighbors, temporary neighbors, but it's real nice. It's a real nice and warm thing to have. But yeah, you know, Sarah, I was this morning, I think we were a little grumble together this morning. One of the things I was thinking about was, you know, when I get up and I start my day, sometimes I'm just really groggy in the morning. And it takes me a little while. I have my coffee, I do my Wordle, I do my my connections, I do my New York Times crosswords. I kind of go through a slew of games just to kind of get my mind going.
Yeah, you're winding up for the day.
I'm winding up, yeah. And it's sort of I give myself a little bit of that time before I get on the computer. But I do check my email. Once I'm done with, I usually in the order of like the mini crossword, Wordle, some of those other games, and then I check my email. And like, it's just, I don't know. I kind of wanted to ask you, because I would assume you've probably talked about this on DTNS at some point, but like how the kind of, you know, the digital urging, like the we want your feedback becomes too much, the nagging reminders. And like this morning, the first thing I got was this, so-and-so's message is waiting. Like that's like a new thing where it's like, it's a reminder of the reminder that like someone sent me a message
just,
on LinkedIn.
It's like from all that stuff. I can't deal
with
it.
And it's like, it's just gotten worse and worse. And it's like, there's days when it just feels, look, I will totally write some feedback. No problem. Especially when I have something to say about, like I had a great customer service experience with American Express the other day. Did I write them a review? I did indeed. I want other people to know that they have great customer service. They pick up the phone. You know, you're not in some like robot
loop. Yeah, you were trying
to
do the right thing.
Exactly. And I do it. I do it quite a bit. I wouldn't say that I do every single like feedback link that comes my way. I mean, who has time for that? I would never be able to get through the day. But yeah, it's just like it starts to get to a point where it's interesting how this kind of thing starts to kind of wear you down. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like this thing that we created, this internet, is just coming back to haunt us a little bit. Like, for example, this those emails that come into your inbox that somehow miss your spam folder, you know, something that supposedly you subscribe to called Tipsy Elves, hours remain
to bunch
of Labor
bullshit.
Day savings.
All that stuff.
And I'm like,
it's so dumb.
Report and unsubscribe, but I never subscribe to it.
You can also see it though. Like it's like, oh, I signed up for, something with the storage unit that I pay for, you know, where like, it's like a, you know, like a auto monthly thing. I'm not talking about you, mm-hmm. but like, just like, for example, like, I'm like, oh, you know, let's do an auto month. I don't want to deal with this every month. Just like take it out of my account. And because of that, it's like, now I'm on like all these other lists.
Yeah.
That, and like, it's like so obvious that somehow it's connected to this dumb company that sold my email address to somebody else.
100%.
So I just go, unsubscribe, unsubscribe, unsubscribe.
I know, it's kind of satisfying. You're like, but it's funny when you're like, I never subscribe to some tipsy elves. What the heck is that?
I don't know. Anyway, Heather, maybe you're a tipsy elf.
Maybe I am. Maybe it's something that I want to be.
At least
in the future.
Around the holidays.
So, Sarah, speaking of the mountains we climb, Sarah Lane, the mountains. So it's funny how these, the more life experience I feel like you have, the more you can kind of understand this, but just this, these ups and downs of life, you know, you're just like, you're up, you're down, you've figured something out, you've solved a problem, and then you're back down trying to figure out some other problem that you can't figure out. And it just kind of, it's just a seesaw, you know?
Sure.
So I, you know, and years back when I kind of fell into running my dad's business, I fell into something that was not my comfort zone. You know, in fact, I would say, you know, I'm a producer, as most of you know. The business of my dad's business is just running this real estate stuff. Isn't that far afield? That was the part of it that I didn't really mind not knowing, because I learned pretty quickly and I was kind of interested in it. So that isn't the part I'm talking about. I'm kind of talking about how he ran it, and he ran it via paper. And I've mentioned this on the show before, that everything was, he had a method for his madness, but it was a maddening way of doing things. I've cleaned it all up. I've organized everything. But I got really comfortable in his madness because I had to, because when I took it on, I kind of had to figure out, well, how did he do it? I need to understand where he was coming from. And so I learned it all kind of in a backwards way, because like I said, he did paper, printed, snail mail, everything was filed in a filing cabinet. You know, he's just older generation and he never let anybody see the books. Never had a bookkeeper. Like, everything was just totally like very private. And I have mentioned that I'm going on QuickBooks and it's a process. Mm-hmm. And it's a process that just doesn't happen overnight. It's going to happen slowly and surely over another year or two. And that's a tough thing because I'm not very patient. I would like to know how to do it right now. But I'm kind of in that weird phase right now where, I fell into something that wasn't my comfort zone because I went from being a pretty high-tech person to going back to paper. Now I'm in a comfortable zone that is the paper way of running the business because I have forced myself to do it. And now I'm feeling like I'm going out of my comfort zone again to take this next leap. And I kind of think, obviously, this is exactly what I need right now. I need this new challenge and I need to get to this next like level.
Yeah. And you're so like, you're very good at like being like, okay, I'm going down the rabbit hole and I'm
pretty good.
Yeah. Like, it's not like you
might take
won't
some coaxing,
be able to understand this.
No, I like a good education. I really, really, really like a new like set of tools to learn. But so there was one thing I did like learn about myself recently. It was a bit of an epiphany. Not like that, like amazing. So don't like be at the edge of your seats or anything, but I'm getting to my point here. So this whole, once I get on QuickBooks, it'll be probably this time next year where I'm actually really functioning in it. I'll be able to get a bigger picture view of the business. And that way I can actually do some fun things, you know, like instead of logging paperwork, I can actually make some bigger opportunities for ourselves. And it was like, I was kind of grumble for the last 2 weeks, like, what am I doing with this business? This is just getting so tedious. And then today I had a meeting where I'm like, just had this like, I can kind of see over the mountain that things are going to get better. And I'm going to get to this other level to be able to not be mired in all this paperwork. Anyway, so that was one epiphany.
I feel like you're like the, you know, somebody should hire you like as like the AI spokesperson.
I know.
Just being like,
so true.
I was drowning in paperwork. I could not see over the mountain.
I mean, it's so silly too, because I do come from a very high-tech world. I mean, you know, Sarah, you've worked with me most of my career. And the thing is, I think part of it is that I used to get hired at these production companies that didn't have production studios. They were a business like magazines or some other media, and they needed someone to come in and like whip it into shape. And like, I think I'm good at that. I think that's actually one of my skills. But what I wanted to mention is what I had an epiphany about was ever since I've been home, I have been trying to whip things into shape. You know, I've been trying to catch up, and there's a lot of catching up to do. And I've been trying to like whip the yard into shape because like I've told you, we have 9 acres. We live on a park. There's a big house. There's a bunch of other houses. They were built in different years. They all have their quirks. And I feel like I'm struggling a lot with how large and untenable the whole thing is. I'm never, ever, ever going to feel like everything is buttoned up. And I think it's hard for me. And I realized because I'm a pretty organized person, the first thing I did was organize my dad's office. I can't really work and move forward until things are organized. And I look at the yard or I look at the house or I look at the flaws and it's like I can't, it kind of stops me in my tracks. And like I might be better off in like a small house on a small lot, you know, where I can actually do the weeding myself.
Girl, I get it. I mean, anyway, not that I've ever been like, give me the smallest house possible, but
yeah, but you get it.
Where I lived, it's a feeling. Before you know, before my kind of, I don't know, whatever I'm doing now, was a really small house, and it was frustrating, but it was also easy to manage.
Yes.
You know, it was like exactly. Everything has a place. If it's not in its place, the house is a mess. It's easy to like just put everything in its place. And now it looks
and
nice.
And then you feel done. You feel and done. And then you're for done. The day. You
exactly.
Get your house clean.
Yeah. But like I it's never like feel there, that way. There weren't like multiple, you know, bathrooms to clean and, you know, that sort of stuff. And listen, you could have all sorts of different reasons to need that. Big family or, you know, whatever, you know, no judgment. But I remember kind of feeling like it's probably just my mind telling me that I like this because this is where I am, you know, so I'm trying to be happy. But I kind of miss that. I miss that, like, I've got a little space and I'm going to make it mine and I'm going to make it nice. And it's not that hard.
Yeah. It was like my little bungalow in Echo Park down in LA.
Love
like,
that I house. Kind of, so cute.
I loved it too. And it was very small. It was actually challengingly small, but I kind of liked it. It made me feel like there was a security. And I think the fact that everything is so, there's so much to contain here and I can't possibly contain it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was just an interesting epiphany about myself because some people just won't care. Like they won't be affected by it. But knowing that about myself, I think I can proceed with caution and just be like, this is something I know about myself. And when I get overwhelmed, I just have to remind myself that you're never going to make it perfect and it's okay. Nothing's perfect. And yeah, so my point is we climb these mountains, Sarah, and we learn about ourselves as we go through this life. And I'm continuing this education to hopefully, I don't know, maybe I'm giving y'all out there some food
to think
for thought.
About.
Let us know. Yeah. Let us know if we are or if we aren't. Or if you knew this already. Email us at hi@havesuchagooddaycom.
Indeed. Feedback is good. We appreciate it. Okay. So speaking of lifestyle a little bit. So Heather, I think you and I are both sort of outliers of this because when we have had Amazon deliveries, you know, over the last several years, we've both been in the woods. So it's not like, I mean, you're like lucky if it even gets to your house.
I used it a lot in LA. When I was in the city, I used it a lot.
Yeah.
And when I visit cities, I use it a lot.
Sure.
But yeah, it doesn't really exist really. I mean, it exists up here, but I don't use it.
Well, so one of the things that crossed my desk was Amazon now charging $2 per delivery if you get in-garage deliveries, which means that, you know, the Amazon, you know, there's an agreement between you and Amazon that they're going to put stuff in your garage to make it safer, whether you're home or not, kind of thing. So that goes above and beyond like, oh, I have a gay code, that sort of thing, which mm-hmm. also might be the case. This used to be part of like, oh, you know, if you pay for Amazon Prime, you're good to go. And now this is $2 unless you use one of the Amazon specific days.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like where they say, you want the toilet paper like tomorrow? Or like, it would be nice if you like chose next Wednesday and then you would have fewer boxes and you go like, okay, next Wednesday.
Help a brother out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this is not the end of the world. I actually don't know. I know a few people who do use the garage option because they're in places where they need, you know, stuff needs to be delivered regularly. They're not always there and they feel like things will be stolen. That's sort of the underlying thing here is like, do you want your shit to be stolen or not? So this is not the end of the world, but something where people are like, huh, interesting. So Prime, you know, it used to be, you know, under $100 a month. Now it's like, what, $129? I don't even remember. And
auto pays, so I don't even know how much I'm spending.
Exactly. Yeah. The last time like it got taken out of my account, I was like, oh no, I've been hacked. Oh, whoops. Yeah, no, just my annual Prime. Yeah, yeah.
I think it says something, it's like an odd word.
They don't make it obvious. Yeah, it's a little weird. But but there's probably a way for us to not go through that again next year, later this year. But anyway, yeah, like this is not, I don't know. I guess I was thinking about this in the sense of, you know, you talk about streaming services. Okay, let's mm-hmm. say you pay for Netflix and it goes up a couple bucks a month. And mm-hmm. you go, well, I mean, okay, it's not the end of the world, but like, that's not what I wanted to pay per month, you know? Yeah. And like, who are you to tell me what to do with that extra money? And I really do, I feel for anybody who kind of gets gouged in this way where it's like,
yeah,
it's not the end of the world. Like we always go like, it's less than a cup of coffee, but people have budgets and
coffee's like $5 now.
Well, it's like, exactly, which is why it's less, but like, it's okay to say like, no, I'm paying this much and this is what I can do. And anything else is kind of, you know, beyond my means or something that I have to, you know, I have to think seriously about, you know, continuing with. And I think that's, you know, it's, I don't know. I would love to know if anybody has dealt with this specific Amazon thing. This is like news 20 minutes before we started the show. So maybe some of you aren't affected yet, but yeah, it all kind of comes down to, especially if you, I mean, I am one of these people. I pay like a small amount of things to a lot of entities each month.
Totally. Me too.
Collectively.
I have to like write them down separately.
Yeah.
Like, so that I remember.
Collectively, you look at the number and you go, do you have to do this?
Yeah.
I could just say no to everything and save a lot of money, but it's also things I care about. So
this is like an ongoing conversation because I just canceled Max. I did it, everybody. Woo, woo. We'll see how long that lasts. And then I actually added Hulu. It always ends up like that. I'm like, I cancel one thing, but then I'm like, oh, there's some shows over there I want to watch. But I think the problem with all of these subscriptions for me is, you know, I have Spotify. I have a lot of things that I don't use every day. You know, like I'm not listening to music every single day. You know, that's not true. I'm listening to music every single day, but in my car on Sirius, which I also pay for, Sirius satellite radio. And then on our silly little CD player that turns on every time we turn on our stove in the kitchen. So I do listen to music every day, but not Spotify. But I want my Spotify account because it feels weird not to have it. And you just become this, it's like, there's times that maybe I won't even plug into my Spotify maybe once or twice a month, you know? And then I'm like, is that worth paying? You know, like you're paying it just to be on it, to have the assurity to be able to listen to it at the drop of a hat. But yeah, interesting stuff. I had to spend a lot of time sleuthing some bills, you know, how you're looking through your credit card statement. And this was from my trip. So I finally just sort of reconciled the bills from my big European vacation this summer because we did this thing called Splitter. And it splits out. It's an app and it splits out costs so that you don't have to like use three credit cards every time you go to dinner. Someone just covers it and then you split it through this app. So we did that. It was actually really, really convenient. But what kind of sucked about it was that, you know, at the time when you're buying those croissants, like maybe you remember to put it in the app right then and there or take a picture of the receipt. But most of the time you don't. And then it kind of piles up. You keep some receipts. And then in the end, I just printed my credit card statements. Let me tell you how hard some of that was to decipher. I was like Googling, I was on the Paris map, like Google map. Like, what is that? That was what day? I have never heard of that in my life. Like, what the heck? And it was actually kind of funny, you know, because like getting to the bottom of some of these bills, I was like, what did I spend? What? And then it'll say like, you know, shopping, groceries, food, restaurant, like it does have it in like some general categories. But that was was I happy to get that done? But I wanted to also mention, before we wrap up this here show, that I've just been thinking a lot more and more about email signatures. And we mentioned this in a recent episode.
I'm sorry, Heather. Like, I just love how you were like, before we wrap up.
I'd really like to get signatures. This out of my system.
I've been thinking about this a lot. And I love this. I have. Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, so because I think really in general, like, you know, maybe an email signature can say a lot about a person. So it made me think like, well, okay, what does it mean then that I've really not jumped on that bandwagon? Like even in the professional world, you know, not that I'm not in a professional world, but when I was working for a company day to day, nine to five or whatever, I remember a boss at the time at a TV studio did best. And this is a long time ago. This is like early first chapter LA, Sarah, where you and I both moved with Tech TV. One of my bosses in LA at the time.
2004.
Yeah. And it was best was not that common. You know, now it's like very commonplace. A lot of people use it. But I remember he used it and I was like, huh. I remember really trying to wrap my head around it and I couldn't use it myself. I just couldn't do it. And I don't know what it says about me. I'm not trying to judge or anything.
No. Yeah. Exactly. No judgment. Just talking about SIGs.
Yeah. I just like to like unpack this because I want to know your thoughts ultimately. So basically they've always seemed a little like uncool or just not me. Like I've marinated on some, you know, or maybe I could do that. Not really me. You know, occasionally with a certain like particular formal email, I might choose best just to have one or sincerely, you know, there's certain emails and correspondence that does beg for you to have something like regards or something like that.
Sure.
But I think that they like the other
cordially.
Day, this was, cordially. I mean, there's all kinds. So I wanted to run through.
The next time I send a cordially email to you, Heather, just shoot me.
I will. Okay. Cause I think most of the time it's like XOXO or something. Look, a little bit more casual. But in terms of, you know, sort of professional emails, you probably wouldn't use the XOXO.
No.
Yeah. And I would say that, so I kind of want an email signature because I'm like, well, why haven't I had one all these years? Like, what is it about you and what turns you off? And so I think they do represent an opportunity. And sure, people have quotes. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. You can have a logo. You can have whatever it is.
You want to call me at my office, mobile, got the
make a joke,
numbers,
you know,
in
like,
there. Yeah.
I've had a variety of like the iPhone ones where it's like sent from my iPhone. So
please forgive typos.
Be kind, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. I had a variety. I had something that was written in French at one point.
I remember that.
Yeah, Envoyer de mon iPhone or something like that.
I hadn't thought about that in a while.
Kind of, I think it does. It's either like a status thing, or maybe that's what I didn't like about it, or it like reinforces like your personality. And it could be kind of fun. So again, no judgment for anyone who has a particular signature. I was just wondering, what does it say about me that I don't have one? I would say the one that I usually do that I'm guilty of is thanks. And that's just like a thanks, comma, you know, hard return Heather. Because most of the time you are
Why does that make
someone.
You guilty?
No, not guilty, but it's just that
I think can't stop thanking people.
Because I think thanks can lose its genuineness.
Sure.
You know, I think you have to be somewhat cautious.
Well,
especially,
and like THX,
you don't use it too loosely.
You can be like, whoa, was she like mad or something? Like there's so many weird like nuances of like thanking
there are
a
weird
person.
Ones. Yeah. In fact, you know what just a little sidebar, you mentioned that I have a worker who whenever I say thanks at the end of like he's doing, you know, he's going to do a job for me, he goes YW, like he writes YW in the text. And I'm like, I don't know if that works. I don't know. Like I've never, I
oh,
don't
you're
feel
welcome.
Like YW.
I was like, I had to think about that for a second.
It's just, it feels too... I don't know if it works as well as THX. I don't know.
But you said thanks and he's saying you're welcome.
But he's saying YW. I don't know. It just,
I think he's
anyway,
being,
long
he's
story
trying
short,
to be cool.
He's trying to be cool. So the thanks, you know, you could be a little flip about it. Maybe thanks very much. Sometimes I notice that, you know, I'll be like, oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate it. Like it comes from me because I am very grateful for whatever they did. And then I'm like telling myself, okay, calm down, dude. Like that's maybe a little over the top. It's like an email, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's like the classic, like sincerely or like yours truly. I think sincerely to me,
if
doesn't
someone
fit
said
for me
yours truly,
feels...
I'd be like, are you Jimmy
you know
Buffett?
What,
from
like
beyond.
Yours truly to me is like a Bronte book, like a romantic letter sent between lovers, like or like fondly regards. All those feel really dated to me. I think sincerely does work with certain things. It's a bit like old school. I'm not a big best person. I think it works sometimes. I think people use it all the time. I don't mind it. I would almost want to, I think if I were to choose Sarah Lane, I'd probably go with cheers because I think it's just really friendly and I like a good pub.
This
might be the one for me.
Yeah.
And I think XO is a little too cutesy for email. I like the peace and love. I do. I'm tempted to go that route because I just think it's so like, it's kind of over the top, but like kind of awesome too because that's what we all want, right?
Yeah. If that's
but
how you feel.
I don't know.
I mean, you
should
be allowed
I might
to
go cheers.
Say that.
Yeah. Well, I want to know what you guys use, if you use anything. Or if you have thoughts on this, please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
It's funny that you bring this up, Heather, because just the other day, this is sort of like, just, I don't know, every so often you kind of do a cleanse of like, what is my LinkedIn? What, you know, what am I saying on my email signatures type thing? And mine was always an about.me link. But
I remember that.
But half the time when I would send something, you know, like a response to somebody, I'd be like, they don't need to see that. So I was always like deleting it unless I thought it was somehow helpful.
Same. Yeah. I know what you mean.
And so it kind of like turned into this like annoying thing where I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
So I just got rid of it recently.
Totally. Like, and it got tiring because when you make a signature and then you're constantly deleting it because it doesn't apply to like one of your emails, it got like a little exhausting.
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, they might not like get it in the right way. It's like, well, why am I sending it to anybody?
Yeah.
If like I have to like think each time, like, is this going to be taken the wrong way?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like exactly. All it is like links to my other shit.
Yeah, totally. And then it becomes redundant and maybe annoying because like maybe you have this thread and then you have so many of those signatures. I think that becomes, especially when you have a logo that's embedded in your signature and then it's broken.
Yeah.
Like in all these threads. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, let us know your thoughts. Always early and welcome and all the things.
And listen, we didn't talk about how much we love our patrons as much as we should have in episode 204. It is 205, and you know what? Today's your day. Patrons, we love you so much. We could not do the show without you. Truly. We mean that. If you would like to know more about how to directly support this show, please go to patreon.com/HSGD. Now, when I say that, what I mean is have such a good day. But I want you to remember that acronym.
That's our acronym.
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We did that. You and me.
We did it.
Way back when.
Yep.
5 years ago.
Yep. We sure did. Heather, 5 years. It's been a fun ride. Not that we're
it's cool to look back.
Not that we're slowing down. We're still sprite ladies.
Oh, we really are. You know, in fact, I think Patreon, the platform, just introduced something where you can kind of shuffle content and like move, you know, little chunks of content. So like maybe we could pull some old shows and bring them to the top and kind of reorganize some episodes because we have a lot of episodes now.
Ah.
And it might be fun to unearth, if you will, some old episodes where we talk about how much we love Target and other fun things.
I mean,
so
I can talk
stay
about
tuned.
How much I love Target right this second. But yes, same. We have done this on previous eps and they're fun. We've had a lot of fun. All right. Well, at the risk of sounding like, I don't know, we're all going to bury ourselves, let's go ahead and wrap up this show. 205 in the can. This has been a delight. And thank you to everybody who supports and follows us along. Get in the Discord if you can. We love to hear more about what y'all are doing. It's awesome.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what we're chatting about because it's super secret. You have to join to find out. So we'll see you there tomorrow, next week.
Yeah.
Until then, I will be Heather forever.
And I will remain Sarah. Have such a good day. Later.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.